It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Milwaukee County Community Reintegration Center offers in-person family visits after years without them. We discuss recent efforts to build up social connections and change the culture inside an incarceration facility. Call in with a question. Share your perspective at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Chantel Jewell has been superintendent of the Milwaukee County Community Reintegration Center since 2020. Chantel, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate, and everyone listening. Thank you for having me.
Yes, let's start with family visits. Reinstating these visits, from what I understand, they were discontinued nearly a decade ago. Why is it important to allow these visits to happen again?
This has been one of my top priorities since I came into my role as superintendent. And it comes down to two things. One of our core values is humanity. And so it's bringing humanity back to our work and helping to keep families connected. But also, evidence supports family visitations in correctional facilities. This is a way to help individuals stay connected to their families. When someone becomes incarcerated, they aren't the only people impacted. Mm-hmm. Their families are also impacted, but it's also beneficial to help them to continue to build their support system because, especially in our case, most of these individuals will be released back to the community.
From what I understand, there are about 1,000 people housed at the Milwaukee County Community Reintegration Center. Can you describe what are visitations like at the center?
So right now, we have two methods of visitation. One of the things that I'm most proud of that we also did was we opened up a family visitation center where in-person visitation occurs between a co-parent and a child. We want to help to continue to build those social bonds between parents and children during the incarceration period. So we were lucky enough to receive a grant, and we were able to build out or repurpose some space within the interior of our facility where we could allow those visits to occur. And so we've been able to do that. But also we opened up what was historically known as our visitation center. And those are not contact visits. Those are visits through a window, but it's still provides a way for individuals to stay connected.
Chantel, does an inmate's outlook or attitude change after these family visitations? I mean, are there differences you've observed in this short period since restarting them?
Yes, and as a tenured correctional professional, I can speak to the significance of these visits. You see behavioral changes. People don't want to lose their visits. For people that suffer with mental health conditions, a visit can make a world of difference. People who are having tough days, it shifts the atmosphere in our facility.
Is there a waiting list at all for family visits?
There is not currently a waiting list.
So how do social connections actually make a shift, make a difference in the facility and in people's lives?
Well, things seem to calm down more. One other thing we did in Milwaukee County, and the county exec put in his budget this year, again, to help families stay connected, is we added free phone calls and free video visitation. So each of our residents will get 390 minutes of free phone calls and 60 minutes of free video visitation per month. And just that ability to stay connected to a loved one, loved ones have more influence. They can help individuals stay motivated to participate in programming, to make positive changes, to not engage in fights. because they don't want to lose privileges. They want to stay connected to their family. They want to be able to visit. And they are able to share the positive things that they are doing. They are able to build reentry plans so that they have a stable place to come to upon release. And so all of that's helpful. But when individuals aren't able to visit or stay connected, there's a breakdown. And we know how important support is upon reentry.
It all requires communication.
It can be the difference of somebody being successful or not successful.
Yes.
And reengaging the criminal justice system.
It, I mean, what you're talking about really requires some deep planning and conversations. And without those connections, that can be very difficult. You know, the center used to be called House of Correction. And then last year, you and Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley changed the name to the Community Reintegration Center. Why does the name change matter?
We wanted a name to reflect our true mission and vision. When you think of a name such as the House of Correction, it seems harsh, punitive, antiquated, and it's just not reflective of who we are. And what I mean when I say that, individuals, the punishment is actually being sent to our facility. We're not there to punish. We're there to help people become better and return to our community better than when they left, and to address whatever causes brought them into contact with the criminal justice system. And I believe that is how we're going to create safer communities throughout Milwaukee County and throughout Wisconsin.
Chantel Jewell is with us, superintendent of the Milwaukee County Community Reintegration Center. It's located in Franklin. Be part of this conversation. You can call in with a question. Share your comments at 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A state corrections department dashboard monitors trends in reoffending. Of the more than 8,000 people released from Wisconsin state facilities in 2019, more than half were rearrested within 3 years. We explore the latest efforts by one county facility to help incarcerated people return to their communities and not re-enter the criminal justice system. We have the superintendent of the Milwaukee County Community Reintegration Center, Chantel Jewell, and you can call in with a question, share your perspective, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Chantel, what common problems are people incarcerated at the center grappling with? What is happening in their lives?
Well, there are a lot of unstable housing situations. You'll see a lot of people with mental health conditions, substance use disorders. We'll find those type of issues amongst our resident population.
How do you approach the mental health piece? Because being in a facility would, you know, probably make those conditions, make the situation worse.
So, Kay, our facility is a little different than most jails. We are statutorily a house of correction. And so we were established primarily for rehabilitation and to get people back to work. And our facility is a lot calmer. We don't have cells. We have a dormitory style housing. We have mental health professionals to come in and work with individuals. For those individuals that struggle in the general population, we have special housing for them with a reduced population size, staff that are trained differently to respond to that population. And so we really try to address the needs of those individuals while they are in our care.
Can you talk about the skill building that is happening and people at the center being able to get training in the trades?
Absolutely. So everything we do, all of our program is evidence-based. And so we focus on, again, the needs that brought individuals into the facility. And so the evidence also tells us, in addition to addressing that family dysfunction, that employment is a driver of criminal behavior. And if we address those employment issues and those education issues, that we can, in fact, reduce recidivism. And so this year, I'm happy that we were able to build a welding lab and open up a welding lab. I think they had a welding lab about 10 years ago or so, but we no longer had it in the facility. So we opened one. Individuals are able to earn industry recognized credentials in our facility, leave with a credential, ready for vocational employment. We have an employment navigator that works actually in our facility who is employed by the workforce board. So she is tied to all of those other resources in the community. She works with our resident population while they're in the facility, as well as meet them on the other side upon release. We have established partnerships with with community organizations like the Milwaukee Bucks, who will hire our individuals while they're incarcerated. And then they have a job post-incarceration. And if you will, I'd like to share a story about one of our residents.
Please do.
A success story. We'll just call him David. Mm-hmm. David was sentenced for recklessly endangering safety. There was an argument, fire shot in the air. Here or at the CRC, he had a chance to think about life. He took advantage of many classes, got a job with the Milwaukee Bucks, got OSHA safety training, also became employed with the City of Milwaukee Housing Authority, and today makes $70,000 a year. Mm. Now he can support his kids and family. He also took financial literacy and wellness classes at CRC. He's working towards buying a home. So we're going to meet individuals where they are. We're going to address their needs and provide programming that's uniquely catered for whatever their needs are. And it's all going to be wrapped around evidence-based programming.
Chantel Jewell is with us, superintendent of the Milwaukee County Community Reintegration Center, as we talk about the transition of people who are incarcerated back into the communities. You can join in questions and comments, 800-642-1234. Alice in Madison is here. Alice, go ahead.
Yes, I just want to say thank you so much for bringing up the issue of how the family is involved in this as a whole. The stigma and marginalization of families can make it very, very difficult to even assist their person in transitioning. And I think this is such an important issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Alice. Can you speak more to that about stigma and marginalization, and especially what these families on the outside are experiencing?
Okay, are you asking?
Oh, yes, Chantel. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, oftentimes you have to remember in corrections, or as the correctional professional, our focus has historically been on the resident, or what we used to call the offender. Mm-hmm. And so the family piece wasn't as, we didn't engage in families as often as we probably should have. But now we have research that says family dysfunction is a leading driver of recidivism. We must engage families. And actually, families are going to be the people that are going to have more influence. So when we're able to connect with those family, those positive family members and loved ones and support systems, I believe we're going to have better outcomes, which is also why, since I've been there, I've created another position. It's a family outreach specialist. For this reason, that person is the liaison between our facility and the families. If the families have questions or concerns, that is who they can call to get those types, get the information they need or questions answered. Mm.
Before we have to go here, I want to quick ask you, your center has reduced its employee vacancy rate significantly. Can you talk just briefly about that and how you've been able to beat this trend on recruiting and retaining staff?
Yes, we were able to reduce our vacancy rate during the height of COVID. It was around 40%. We had a 40% vacancy rate. And today we're right around 11%. And I believe that the rebuild, the rebrand, and the name change was helpful in that, in helping people look at corrections differently and really what we can do, what we do in corrections, and that negative stigma or that what a jailer is or what jail is about, help to change our name change and our rebrand, help to change some of that perspective. We're actually here to help people. Mm-hmm. And I think we were able to attract some people who traditionally would not have considered corrections as a career.
Chantel, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. And Kate, we're still hiring.
Thank you for inserting that. Chantel Jewell, Superintendent of the Milwaukee County Community Reintegration Center. That is located in Franklin. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.